money.
Wow, what an amazing way to start the year. Interest rates, historical lows once again. It's unbelievable what the rates are doing. And what's happening right now, all of last week, just the bond market, huge increases in the bond market, which those of you that don't know how mortgage rates work, they're directly tied to the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. So as the bond market is trading higher, you'll see interest rates move down. Usually the bond market is opposite of the stock market, just as what's happening last week. We saw quite a bit of drop in the stock market, but we saw the bond market improve. So what's happening is the European Justice approved the outright bond purchases, outright monetary transactions, or what they call OMT. It's exact same thing as what we call here QE. So purchasing mortgage-backed securities. And what it's causing is the euro has been declining significantly. So European investors are investing right here in the U.S. buying our treasuries. Why? Not just because our treasuries are offering four times the yield, but the real magic is the currency play. So they finally see that this is a currency trade opportunity since the euro is getting weaker and will continue to do so. So this is why we've seen the bonds rally. So it's just a really amazing time to get into a home purchase. If you have an existing mortgage, looking at the opportunity to refinance, I have a lot of my clients, they bought last year and they're refinancing. I mean, the rates are just, they're so low. There's huge opportunity right now. And again, you can always call into the show 1-855-400-1150. That's what I do full time is I do mortgages. But I also want to bring in some good news of some new things that are happening with loans that have just started in 2015. First of all, mortgage insurance. For those of you that are regular listeners to the show and have listened to my show for years after the financial crisis that happened in 2008, on FHA loans, which is a government-insured back loan, HUD financing, we saw a lot of negative information coming up with mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance, again, is what you have to pay. It's required if you're coming in with less than 20% down. Now, for HUD, which represents for FHA financing, is there's a certain amount of reserves that they needed to have to ensure they could continue lending. And that was the reason behind the mortgage insurance going up and going up significantly. Before the meltdown, mortgage insurance was 0.55% times the loan amount. And then it went all the way up to 1.35%, consistent increases in that, which ultimately affect your mortgage payment and what you can actually purchase in a purchase price. Well, this is the first time since we saw the mortgage insurance go up for FHA that it's actually gone down. 2015, January 26th is actually when this takes place. So you're going to be locking in on January 6th, 26th or after for your FHA case number. The mortgage insurance has gone to 0.85% monthly if you're looking at doing the minimum down payment 3.5% on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. So if you're doing a 15-year higher down payment, that's going to be a different premium. But let's just talk about what most of you are utilizing FHA for is for the lower down payment. So if you had a loan amount of $517,500, yes, you can get into a home on an FHA loan with a loan amount of $517,500. I'm going to talk about that in just a second here. Let's use that example. The old mortgage insurance monthly at 1.35% was $582 a month. Now with the decrease in FHA for mortgage insurance at 0.85%, the monthly is $366 a month. So you're going to save $216 a month because of this new great information and news coming out in 2015. So what does it really do? It's going to increase your buying power. And that's really what it's about, is how can we increase your buying power to help you get that home that you want for your family? Getting into the best neighborhood, getting into the better schools, just having a better home for you and your family, about $33,000. Now, this is assuming $65 per $10,000 because that's basically what FHA is running. If you wanted to know what your mortgage payment would be on an FHA loan, minimum down payment for everything, property taxes, interest, or property taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance, your mortgage, which is the principal and interest. So we're talking full principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. It's about $65 per $10,000 in price. So if you could save $216 a month with the new mortgage insurance, that's about $33,000 increase in your buying power. pretty substantial. That's the first good news for new information on mortgages for 2015. Now let's talk about the high balance loan limit. So conventional conforming loan limits throughout the country is $417,000. So when you're getting in to conventional financing, no matter where you're buying in the country, once your loan amount goes over, exceeds $417,000, it falls out of the standard conventional conforming loan limits. But again, after the meltdown, Obama actually came in with a temporary loan limit that's in between our conforming and jumbo, and it's called a high balance. So high balance, the maximum loan amount is going to depend on what county that you're purchasing in. If we're talking about our county here, King, Snohomish, Pierce County, the maximum has increased to $517,500. So that's where it came from on the FHA when I was doing that payment comparison for the mortgage insurance. It's FHA maximum high balance follows what the conventional is. So again, you can get into a maximum loan amount, $517,500. That's increased from $506,000. So anything over that just puts you into traditional jumbo financing. So if you were doing a minimum 10% down payment on a conventional loan, again, FHA financing, you can do 3.5%. But if you want to get into a conventional financing, just better terms on a conventional loan than FHA, 10% down payment, that means you could purchase a $575,000 home. If you did a piggyback second, which we've talked about before, 80-10-10 loan, you can actually buy a $646,875 home with a 10% down payment. So great opportunity there. And I know going through a lot of numbers and listening to me as you're driving in the car, hopefully you're not taking any notes. It's okay because you've got my phone number, 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50. Or if you can't remember the phone number, just go online to themoneyhour.com. I'll run all the numbers for you. And really just looking at the numbers, comparing things side by side, you can see the opportunities that you have in the market right now. Now, also another change I want to mention is the 3% down payment for conventional financing has came back. So everything just got good in 2015. Why is this happening? Because our economy is recovering. When the economy recovers, more creative options come back. No, we are not going to get in the nightmare that we were that caused this whole meltdown, because we're not getting back to stated income loans. We're not getting back to, breathe on a mirror and you can get financing. You have to be able to verify that you have employment, you've got income, you have reasonable credit to get into a mortgage. But some of the creative options as far as lower down payments, things becoming more affordable, that's what's happening. So you can now go get into a conventional loan with a 3% down payment. Maximum loan amount has to stay within the conventional conforming limits. Again, anywhere in the country, that would be $417,000. So that means a maximum purchase price for the minimum 3% down would be just under $430,000. The great news with this as well, if you listen to previous money chats that I've had, and if you haven't, go to the Money Hour and just type in buyout mortgage insurance. Great opportunity to come in with less than a 20% down and not have to pay monthly mortgage insurance. You do a one-time buyout. It is an amazing program. And this is going to give you another probably $30,000, $50,000 in buying power. Well, now that the conventional 3% has came back, you can finance that into your loan. You don't have to pay for it up front. So again, lots of information. Each of your financial situation is going to be unique. And the best way is just to take a look at numbers to see how those come out, to see what the benefits are for you and what the best program is. But bottom line, if you take anything away from my money chat today, is 2015 is an awesome year. Low interest rates, lots of great loan programs available to help you secure your dream of home ownership. Coming up next on the Money Hour, can I work and get Social Security at the same time? Well, I've got Andy Lannis, nationally known author and speaker on the subject of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. He's going to answer that question for us right after this break on 1150 AM KKNW.